Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With expert advice and support from Vodafone, your business can make technology work for you. See vodafone.ie/business.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Dorothy Craven, and she's the co-founder and chief operating officer at Gentic. Dorothy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, I know you're from an entrepreneurial family. You were one of five kids. Your parents were entrepreneurial. Growing up in Newmarket and Fergus and Clare, tell us a little bit about your early life, if you would.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five kids, two parents. My father was very entrepreneurial, actually. He started a company back, I think it was 1965, as part of Shannon Development. It was called Gowmac at the time. It's actually still running today under my brother Marcus's guide at leadership, which is cool. So he was one of the first people to actually start trading with China, which is quite interesting. So it was in the semiconductor space, and he started it when he was like, I think, his late 20s. So I guess under him, I think all of us learned how to be entrepreneurial, even
That's
when
great.
We were kids. And my mom was very similar. She had an iron sweater shop. She had a coffee shop. So, you know, there was always something going on in our family.
Good. Yeah.
And always great banter at home. So, yeah.
So your education, I think, was largely in Limerick at secondary school, but you went to college in Galway where you studied electronic engineering. What was the attraction there?
So I was pretty good at maths and physics, and I always really liked taking things apart. For me, I always, and I still do today, really like to understand how things work, how things operate. So much to probably the detriment of household items growing up, I often took things apart. And my family often pitched in to help me put them back together. I think that's what I liked about it. I think studying electronic engineering creates a mindset of being very solution focused.
Okay.
How do you fix problems? How do you understand, firstly, what's actually the challenge of what's going on? And then how do you create a cool solution around it to fix it as such? So I spent some great years in University of Galway, absolutely had the best time of our lives. We actually had a reunion recently. So a lot of the gang got back together again,
good.
Which was good.
Your own career journey then, your first, I suppose, real job post-college was in a sound studio out in Spittle. I think it was called Coon Studios.
Yeah,
that sounded
right.
Like the ideal job for somebody who was into music and into culture and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I grew up, I was a music hound is the only way. There was no music I didn't listen to. My brothers and I joke, actually, all of us, like I always knew every word to every tune or every song. So for me as well, in university, I studied digital signal processing, which was really just about how sound waves are created and how you can, I suppose, adjust them to create different sound effects. So Coon Studios was a recording studio and a software house. So it was essentially a startup. So I learned how to develop plugins for Pro Tools, for Cubase, really understanding how sound waves worked and how you can manipulate them to really adjust how sound comes out. So
okay.
Had a great couple of years there. Very cool.
But there was the itch that needed to be scratched in terms of the entrepreneur that was in you. So you worked for EPAM, a global IT outsourcing company based here in Dublin. You also worked for Element Software. So you drifted from, I suppose, sound into software into... we'll come to that in a minute, but you're now in AI.
Yeah, so I guess I started my professional career in a startup and I got some corporate experience along the way. Like you said, with EPAM, I also worked with Google and Abbott Vascular. And then Element Software was my own startup. So Gentic is actually my second startup, but the first startup Element was, it was ran out of Galway for about 6.5 years. We built actually one of the first marketing automation platforms in Europe, which was kind of cool. school at the time.
So is this kind of, if you walked by a shop, did you get a text saying, come in here, or that kind of thing?
Sort of. It was more around the gaming space. So it was to do specifically around like the mobile app experience. So if you did a certain action in a mobile app, you would get a notification. It could be cohort based. You could be targeted as like a buyer of a particular item. It was mainly around push notifications and in-app messaging before they got to be very annoying for everyone. So we were actually one of Europe's first push notification platforms, which was pretty great.
Right.
So we built up a great team out of Galway, and we, like 95% of our customers were outside Ireland. So that was cool.
Good. Tell us about Rent the Runway. That was where you first came across my radar. Again, a very innovative business. You were the managing director, the vice president, and Ireland site lead.
That's right. Yeah. So Rent the Runway is an incredible fashion company based out of New York. They're now a NASDAQ listed company. So I joined them in 2019. I was headhunted for this role. So I was the first person in their company to be outside of the US. So they wanted me to start their Irish office, which was their first international office. So it was a software engineering office as well. So from there, you know, it was building it out from just one employee, me, to up to, I think we had 80 people at one point.
Right.
I worked for them for 5 years, and an absolutely very positive experience, run by Jennifer Hyman, and she has an incredible leadership team over there as well, many of which were female. So that was a really cool adjustment from the traditionally male culture of the tech world.
And was that a disruptor in terms of the fashion industry?
Yeah, very much so. So I think during the time, this was kind of very much pre-COVID, I think the company started maybe 17 years ago. It's a fashion rental business. So not just for one-off event rentals, but also for like everyday wear, I should say. So yeah, very much so as a disruptor. Not a lot of people knew how they felt about wearing secondhand clothes.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in fairness to Jen, she was very much a visionary and an innovator in that particular space. And now it's just become such a massive company, and there's so many other companies doing something similar. So it's very much a given at this point that secondhand rental is a thing that's here to stay.
So then the latest incarnation of Dorothy Craven is Gentic. It's on the go now, just over a year, I think. So co-founded by Sean Blanchfield, Michael Cordner, and yourself, what is it you're going to do, and what are we going to read about in a few years' time with this business?
Yeah, so Gentic is a software company operating in the AI agent space. So there's a lot of excitement right now around AI. Traditional software companies have been built on normally like a massive bank of APIs, but there's no real way for the APIs to connect with the real AI world of LLMs like ChatGPT or Claude. So what AI agents do, they bridge that gap together. And what Gentic does is we do this in a really secure way. So we're an infrastructure to help enterprises get agent ready.
So this would be taking the likes of Gmail, Slack, HubSpot, Google Sheets, reorganizing them on a specific basis, on an individual company basis, so that they could get the best use out of AI. Have I got that right?
Yeah, pretty much. So an AI agent is something that will superpower your organization. So you can link AI agents together. You can create an AI agent to do a specific task or a specific workflow. So often when you think about how everybody does their job in a corporate environment, you could be using 10 applications at any one given point in time. Some of it is real repetitive work. So what we can do is remove a lot of the repetitiveness and create these automated workflows that will basically superpower your workforce, increase revenues for your company, and essentially really just create a lot more value for enterprises.
What are your thoughts on AI, Dorothy? I heard you say that there's a lot of noise around it. And that is one of the difficulties if you're trying to stand out in an industry that's, I suppose, it's very crowded, it's very in the moment, and there's almost too much information out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot happening right now in AI, and I think it's very hard to keep up because there's new releases, there's new companies coming out, there's new solutions to try and solve for. So I think AI is here to stay. It's here for good. It's extremely exciting. The pace of change is also very exciting, and it's a real opportunity. When you see AI applications in action across the likes of medical industries and other industries, it's only going to really, I think, supercharge everything that we're doing today from a research and innovation standpoint. So I think AI adoption has to be embraced. And I think with the likes of Gentic, we're really helping enterprises as well to really embrace AI.
So in 5 years' time, how big will Gentic be?
We're going to be a global company. We're here to stay, headquartered out of Dublin. We've 25 people right now, and we want it to be much bigger and much better than we are today.
Now, something we didn't know about you, just to close out, is that you're into going to the gym, you're into a bit of weightlifting, that you can deadlift over 100 kilos. I can't believe that, because I'm looking at your physique here and I'm saying, how can this girl deadlift over 100 kilos?
Yeah, funny story. I used to run a lot, and then a year and a half ago, I had a bad ski accident and I broke my leg in two places. So I had to learn how to retrain and figure out how to work out. So I trained with an incredible trainer in Galway, Riley, shout out to him. And through that, I really learned how to lift really heavy weights. And I think lifting weights for women is fantastic. It makes you so much stronger. It makes your bones a lot denser. And it's just great all around. So, I created a goal for myself. I said, OK, by last Christmas, I had to be hitting the over 100 kg mark for the deadlift. And hey, I got there.
Well done. Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. That's Dorothy Craven there, the co-founder and chief operating officer at Gentic. Thanks for joining us, Dorothy. We wish you every success on your continued journey.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.